This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That would be 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've got something to say, you want something to put out there, and let me know that you think I'm wrong, way off, Messina. You don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 blah. You know how it goes, right? There's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there right now, and a lot of you are feeling frustrated. But I'm not. I'm feeling good. I mean that sincerely. I'm feeling good about this. I'm watching Trump's team, and not just Trump's team. You got a lot of people that are out there, you know, bringing cases forward, and they're on the side of the Donald, if you would. Okay, they want to see, and they're bringing suits all over the place, which is wonderful. So you want to get, you know, you want to get behind these people, help them out where you can. I don't know what you can do, but you check out their respective websites, and you'll have a clue. You'll see it. And again, I say 855-REAL-JOE. Let me know what you think. 855-732-5563. I'd love to know. Would love to know what you would do differently. Do you think he's going to win? Do you not think he's going to win? Right? And I think he's going to pull it off. I'm watching his team, or the team, the different teams, the different people that are out there beating this up and watching and really coming after these issues with real, and I do mean real, with real fact. Easy to prove. Not just waving papers around and going, you know, we have 3,000 votes that were stolen. Well, how do you know? Because we talked to those people and they said they didn't vote. Well, no. We have the numbers. We have the stats. We have issues where, you know, 600,000 ballots were sent out on the 15th of October, and somehow they were filled in and sent back on the 16th of October. Then even a mail service, even if they had teletransportation, couldn't make it happen that fast. That's a problem. Well, yes, even with those, it's not enough. Well, let's talk about these other 138,000 that were dropped at 3:30 in the morning. Only had one person marked on the majority of them, which was Joe Biden. Again, they bring in these statisticians that are well-known across the planet, and they're going, that is an impossible mathematical equation. It cannot happen. You're going to give SCOTUS something to think about. I'm not joking. So, again, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're not spewing lies. Then we're not spewing the latest Twitter piece, that we're spewing reality. And look, there were all kinds. Okay, you guys, just do me a favor, will you? When you guys send me a story, I'm not going to check it. I'm not going to be the guy that checks it out in great detail, if you would. I want you to find it. Send me a link to two of them from two different sources. Somebody sent me a link the other day or to a story about the fact that Bin Laden was never killed. His lookalike was killed. That's why they buried him at sea. They really didn't bury him at sea. Biden and Oblamo, they went ahead and they gave up SEAL Team 6 so they could be killed by the Iranians, and just on and on and on, and how the money really wasn't money that went back to the Iranians. It was really money that went to the Iranians to keep them quiet about what Obama actually did. Now, every bit of that could be true. But two things I'd have to say. When I only find it in one place, one story with one person who can be a bit of a theory, you know, conspiracy theory person, I'm not putting it out there. That's number one. Okay? Number two is, will you people please be strategic? The time to pile all this garbage on is not right now. The focus needs to be totally and strictly on voter fraud. That's where your energy needs to be. You got these stories, you got these proof, hold them at bay. Because you know as well as I do, it's not going to get out there. And then it's going to get buried in this mix. And then it's going to get turned around going, look at, the Trump people are so whacked. Look at all the things now they're talking about. Right? As some of you see, I'm looking over my shoulder. L.A. just went into a total lockdown for 3 weeks. Good luck with that. When are you Democrats, some of you rank and files, when are you going to grow two brain cells and a true spine to push back? I'd love to know. We're tired of the fight alone. And it's not even us trying to take it away from you. These are your people that you put into place that try to take your freedoms away. I still want proof. I want you to show me another pandemic that was 90% plus survivable. Show me one. You can't find it because it doesn't exist. They have gotten you to swallow anything and everything. And for some of you, say, talk about the, I love this one. You want to talk about the Cuomo, SCOTUS versus Cuomo, or vice versa. Right? When you think about what Cuomo, what de Blasio, and others of that tribe have allowed to happen, have allowed people to meet. Think about it. That's okay. Churches, no. Places that mostly teach morality, love, and peace, can't have that. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-RealTrio, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, right? I mean, just really, truly paying attention to what's going on around you. And when you do look at what's going on, so many things don't make sense. So don't be afraid to ask people around you for help. Don't be afraid to ask people, you know, with what's going on, you know, how they can help you. And anyway, I don't care what it is. Maybe you've lost your job, or maybe you got 5 kids. You don't know what to do with them. You need some time off. Yeah, yeah, you're going to hear me say it. Maybe some of you, you got neighbors you can pawn the kids off to for a few hours. Anyhow, they're already starting their garbage. U.S. Senators already introducing a national face mask legislation. Can you believe this? Already it's starting. The Senator, Ed Figures. It's Senator Markey. Ed Markey from Massachusetts. And Senator Richard Blumenthal, another peach out of Connecticut. They're introducing legislation that would require states to implement mask mandates. Now, they're going to tell us what we have to wear and how. The two, they're calling them leftist lawmakers in the article, but they're not. They are like leftist loons. They introduced the Encouraging Masks for All Act on the day before Thanksgiving, hoping that the average American wouldn't really even notice it. Well, guess what? The writers over Todd Starnes noticed it. Legislation has nothing to do with public safety. It's everything to do with controlling us. Right? What's going to happen? Eventually, it's going to get down to head coverings, isn't it? Going to have to wear some kind of facial mask or what have you, in case you sneeze or cough or whatever. Mask and face coverings are the essential public health to respond to COVID-19, said Senator Markey. Our legislation would move us closer to the goal of ensuring universal mask adoption during these dangerous winter months. It would also ensure the essential workers and... Why? Ed, stop it! Corona has cured the seasonal flu. Why would you... The flu makes you miserable, man. Why would you be against that? You know what? Most Americans are wearing masks. Seriously. And most medical experts will contend that the masks are not protecting you or your family from the China virus. So again, they have sold us something that is not true, doesn't work, and we've fallen in line. Not doing it. Not foolish enough to do it. Blumenthal goes on to say that wearing a mask should be considered immoral. I mean, moral. I believe that guy talking about morality and health mandate. Our primary defense against the coronavirus, said Senator Blumenthal, with cases skyrocketing. Now, where are these cases skyrocketing? In most places, where are they skyrocketing? Where masks are mandatory. Anybody home? Hello? God. The legislation provides an additional $5 billion, yeah, it's about giving out the money, to public health and social services emergency funds available to states who implement masking requirements. States can use this additional funding for efforts to prevent the transmission of coronavirus. Let me make a bold prediction. Should the Democrats steal the U.S. Senate, this will be, well, from Georgia, this will be legislation. This will become, they'll be... There will be no stopping these people. And if the Supreme Court knows what's good for them, they better stick to the letter of the law of the Constitution. Otherwise, they're going to lose it. Not a little bit. They're going to lose it a lot. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, seriously, you look at this stuff, you look at what's going on, you look at the misinformation. I was asking Dr. B about this. How does this continually happen? How is it that people easily fall into this? It's because we want to give others the benefit of the doubt? I mean, how has that worked out for us in the past, really? So we are getting some forward motion, if you would, whether you like it or not, like the way it's going down or not. Right? The Pennsylvania GOP, they're introducing a resolution to dispute the election. Although resolutions have no real power, remember that. Republicans in the Pennsylvania General Assembly, they introduced a joint resolution Monday declaring the general election results in dispute, reserving the power to designate presidential electors for the Electoral College. The introduction was the latest step in a process to begin last week by State Senator Doug Mastriano. You know what's really funny? The left... See, the guys that really fought so much against bullying, against thuggery, they turned out to be the biggest thugs and bullies we have. I mean, I'm starting to believe at this point the mafia has nothing on the Democrats. Maybe they should change their name to the Mafia Party. Anyway, since the state legislatures, they have a right. They have the authority, according to the U.S. Constitution, to appoint the electors to the Electoral College. Now, it's a six-page resolution, and it outlines the reasons for contesting the results, specifically accusing the officials in the executive branch for changing election law by allowing for absentee ballots that arrive after 8 on election day to be counted. Okay? See, the governors don't have a right to override the Constitution in any situation. They don't. Some of you say, well, when there's a major issue. No, they don't. Period. Now, legislation can be passed, but the governor can't just nilly-willy start like ours was, or is still doing. He's been told by the court. This shows these are the guys that used to scream. Notice they're not saying it right now. No one is above. No one is above the law. That's right. Everybody. Well, we don't have to follow the law, but you guys, everybody else, has to follow the law. Oh my God. Also said that mail-in ballots were allowed to be corrected in heavily Democrat counties that were permitted to be counted without signature verification. Those should all be thrown out, even though a lot of them were for President Trump. A lot of ballots from the Democrat areas were red down ticket. Seems to... And how many people do we hear over and over and over again say, as a Democrat, it was the first time they were going to vote red all the way down? A number of compromises for the Pennsylvania's election laws took place that had nothing. There was no way that they had the right to do that. Joe Mussini, your host, got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two more states certified their election results Monday, both being wins for former Vice President Joe Biden. Arizona and Wisconsin certified their results, while President Trump's legal team held a hearing on election integrity in Arizona, where the president's lawyers urged several state lawmakers in attendance to investigate alleged voting fraud in their state. President Trump, phoning into the hearing, said he and his team would not stop fighting for the election and promised more legal actions in other states.
Well, I will tell you, we are going to fight. We're taking it up all the way. We have additional cases being filed probably tomorrow in Wisconsin and in Georgia. And they're good cases. They're very strong cases by great lawyers and with great facts. And Arizona will not forget what Ducey just did. We're not going to forget the people of Arizona.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact!
Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You really got to pay attention. And I don't mean that in a nasty, in a mean way. I just mean you really do have to pay attention to what's going on. Because if you don't, this is how they feed you with all this garbage stuff, right? The garbage information that they're pushing on you, and nobody seems to get it. I'm sure many get it from one step, but they don't really get it. They're not really paying attention to all the little nuances of what's going on, what's being said. Are you my joke is, are you a victim of your last tweet? Or the last tweet? Well, I hope not. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you have people over and over and over talking about how does this happen? Talking about how easy it is to tamper with these machines. And the Democrats and other, what do you want to call them? Other experts say it's impossible. But it's not what they were saying just a couple of years back. This is the part I love the most. That the left, they have convenience selective amnesia. That's probably a better name for it. And again, when they thought that they were losing because the machines were rigged, or there was a problem with the machines, all of a sudden, it needed to be dealt with immediately, if not sooner. So this is a story done by MSNBC back a few years ago, when they opened up an arena. Well, they opened up an area, and they had hackers show up. Now, this stuff's been going on for years, so this is nothing new. This is nothing to be crazy about. But hackers showed up, and they told them, we want you to break into these machines. We want you to get in here and make a difference. Show us where the weaknesses are. I want you to take a listen, because this is totally amazing. And when I said, I didn't mean it. Although, this is not working. Why aren't you working? What's wrong with you? It's all right. I'll keep talking to it. We'll get to it in a minute. But no, with all sincerity, with all seriousness, you really do have to be, and I'll play the next block. You do have to be careful. And don't, you know, don't let these people on the left, the hard left especially, don't let them tell you how crazy you are, how wrong you are. That's wrong in and of itself. You have to listen. Look, and I know you don't want to. I don't either. But you really do have to listen to get informed. I was listening to those hearings today. I was thinking to myself, I'm a pretty strong-willed guy, if you would. I got a strong, as they call a constitution. I'm listening to this stuff today, and I'm getting sick to my stomach. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, how? How do you let them get away with this? Right? Why don't we find a way truly to shut them down? Because you got people on the left, I mean on the right, that are there too. Not that they're not paying attention. They don't want it changed either. They're either making money off it, or it's a reason why they're in office. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get at it. Again, this is a MSNBC, I don't know, expose on how these machines are being hacked. Take a listen.
Already in use. Jacob, tell me who these hackers are and what they're finding.
This is a very paranoid scene here, Ali. We're among some of the greatest hacking minds in the country, people who've been brought together by, above board companies to try to be as creative as...
Now, this is Jack Ward. He is the technology correspondent, if you would, for NBC News. Right? And these guys aren't necessarily political. They've been around for a long time. They know this stuff.
They can, and as insidious as they can in attacking systems like you see behind me, these are some of the most common systems used as of 2018 in elections, and so they're here to really test this stuff out.
Ability that they discovered.
Well, one of the big vulnerabilities we're definitely seeing here is just the incredible, the dated nature of this technology. It is extremely old. A lot of it dates from the 90s. And what's one of the most alarming things to me is that...
Don't you find it interesting that they're talking about how old it is and it's from the 90s when some of that stuff is even older? One of the things I don't know if he's going to get to talking about here is these machines have what they used to call was an old-fashioned, what they used to call serial port in the back. And that serial port allows them to go in, and you could do it with a handheld device. It doesn't even have to be that big. You could reprogram this thing in a heartbeat in a matter of seconds.
A lot of the equipment you see behind me, well, in fact, all of the equipment you see behind me was not, in fact, provided by the companies. Companies like ES&S and Dominion, which are the top manufacturers of voting equipment, they had to buy this stuff on eBay and through government surpluses. That's what the organizers told me here. And so the idea that we have to sort of pull this stuff in order to test it out without the cooperation of the companies involved is really quite alarming. But considering the kind of sophistication I've seen, we have all of our phones off.
All right, did you guys catch that? Did you guys catch the fact that the companies that made the machines wouldn't cooperate with them so they could do some testing on the machine and let them know where their problems were? But once you get past all of that, where'd they get the machines? Who? They got them on eBay. If they got them on eBay, anybody can get them on eBay, which means anybody can look at the code and anybody can hack it.
Even the wait staff here in Las Vegas has been told not to have their phones on while this conference is going on. The idea that they're going to then go at this kind of dated equipment is pretty alarming.
Jake, cybersecurity companies that are involved in this banking, they spend billions of dollars on cybersecurity. Are the kinds of resources necessary to protect voting systems available to election officials in this country?
Well, this is what's so alarming about being here, is that you see teams literally of hundreds of hackers in the employ of companies like IBM to be a sort of think tank, a skunk works, for discovering the latest.
And again, just so you don't think something's wrong here, this has been a common practice for about 20 or 30 years. big companies, I don't care whether it was Yahoo, Facebook in its early days, all these companies would hire cyber hackers to get into their system so they would know where the weaknesses were. They paid them big bucks to do it. So don't get nuts like, oh, yeah, sure.
Trends in hacking. Well, an election official barely has the money for a single IT consultant, much less anybody coming in to try to imagine what could go wrong if we went at these guys. So for me, the gap here between the billions being spent on cybersecurity across the country by private actors and the fact that they had to buy this equipment on eBay just to test it out, I think that tells you everything you need to know.
Well, I would say yes. It does. No question about it. But again, why wasn't the company helping them out? Why wasn't the company giving them the machines that they needed so they could check them out to make sure that they were safe, that the votes would count, that everything would be above board? That's only within the last few years. Right? That simple. I was giving you some numbers earlier, and somebody sent me information. Again, Biden supposedly won, winning only 17% of the counties in the U.S., right? Trump won 83% of the counties. He gained 11 million more votes than when he won in 2016, and he lost. He's had the most amount of votes of any sitting president in history, and he lost. Most votes of any GOP in history, and again, he lost. How is that possible? Really think about it. How is that even possible? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And you've got another one sent out, Senator Doug Mastriano. And these have been pulled down on a regular basis. It's almost impossible to keep these things. On 11/24, at 8 o'clock at night, when you went to the Pennsylvania official site, they had candidate Donald J. Trump on a... you're going to have to come back. That simple. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, it's early yet.
Yeah, I got a new chair here. I'm trying to get used to.
Hits me in the back of the head when they sit up.
Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Well, not that you care, but anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, and I do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged. You know, seriously. So you heard that Joe Biden today, they're just going goo-goo, mainstream media, just fawning all over him, because he has chosen an all-female communications team. Hello? What did Donald Trump have? President Trump? We're all male transgenders? I mean, I don't understand. And you hated every one of them. Just shows you there is no sense of normalcy. There's actually, I mean, seriously, they've got some serious issues. And the people on the left reporting the news, they're right along with them. But they think this is a big deal. Because Joe Biden has chosen, here you go, somebody said, because it's all female. Why does that make it better? Okay? No, truly, honestly, why does it make it better? How about, again, back to best person for the job. not the best white female transgender as a identifying as black. Why does all that come into it? How about the best person? I mean, I'm just saying, the best person for the job. What do you think? Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Someone also sent me this that I thought was pretty cool. There was a ruling just after from the Supreme Court, shortly after the Civil War. And 1866. And it stands to this day. And it says, neither the legislature nor executive or judicial officer may disregard the provisions of the Constitution in case of emergency. Let me read that again for those of you, maybe a little slower, for those of you who are a little slow. Neither the legislature nor any executive or judicial officer may disregard the provisions of the Constitution in case of emergency. That means in time of war, tidal wave, and pandemic. Why aren't we enforcing the Supreme Court ruling? Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Section 98, therefore, anyone who declares the suspension of the constitutionally guaranteed rights to freely travel, peacefully assemble, earn a living, freely worship, and so on, or attempts to enforce such suspension within 50 independent sovereign continental United States of America, is making war against our Constitution, and therefore we the people, they violate their constitutional oath and thus immediately forfeit their office and the authority, and their proclamations may be disregarded. Right? This means anyone, governor or president, judge, lieutenant governor, mayor, we've given up our rights. We've given up our rights by not enforcing them. That's really how we've given them up. Okay, so we're talking about what happened in Pennsylvania. This was posted on their website, 11:24 at 8 o'clock. This is when it was grabbed off the website. Now, it's a tad confusing, but at 8 o'clock it showed that Donald Trump got 2.8 million votes in the election, that Joseph Biden got 1.4 million votes. 594 of those for Donald Trump were mail-in. 1.9 for Joey B were mail-in. And on a provisional basis, 50,000 were Trump, 53,000 were for Joey B. Okay? Pennsylvania reports having mailed out 1.8 million ballots, of which 1.4 million were returned. Yet somehow, let me think about something. They mailed out. They can prove that they mailed out 1.8 million. All right? Then they can prove that they received back in 1.4 million. Right? Then there are logs or what have you. But the total mail-in vote number was 2.5 million. Right? Where did the extra votes come from? Where did the 1.2 million extra vote? Come on, you guys know. You guys know exactly where they came from. As I have said, I got a whole chapter in my book. Why do they have to lie, cheat, and or steal to win? Doesn't make any sense. And you know what? It won't stop anytime soon unless we step up and stop them. Come on, give it some thought. If we don't get tough with these guys, if we don't get serious or real, whatever the terminology you want to use, if we don't get real with these people, it's going to be a problem. And stop with worrying about what your friends are going to say or what friends you're going to lose those friends. They're not your friends anyhow. If they don't understand, they don't even have to agree with you. But if they don't understand where you stand when it comes to God and country, Why would you want them as a friend? That would be my question. Right? Come on, give it some thought. Why? Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm irritated because the more and more I look into some of this stuff, the more and more we talk about some of this stuff, the more things come up and the more irritated I get. And you should be too. I'm talking about the serial. Some of you don't know what this means. The serial port in the back of those machines. Somebody sent me an email and said, well, they don't even have those anymore. No, that's not true. Because a lot of these, even the new machines, use those serial ports because they're so easy to connect with, because it's so easy to get. Now, regular computers don't use them. In the old days, matter of fact, some of you who work in machine shops, even today, you see on the back, and don't go pulling it away from the wall, but you see on the back of the machines, there's a little like a 9-pin adapter back there, right? Or outlet, whatever you want to call it that makes you feel better. Well, in that outlet, or in that adapter, is a way to communicate with the computer without a high level of security. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously. And it ain't that hard. And somebody who knows how to use these serial products, knows how to do serial coding, which you could just, come on, nowadays, can we not be stupid? You can just Google about anything, can't you? You can pretty much Google anything and have that anything that you're Googling tell you exactly what to do to make it work, to make whatever it is work. So let's not be stupid here. Hey, some of you, before I get too far into this and forget, some of you have been taking or have signed up for the Constitution Alive class. And I think that's wonderful. You should do that. You'll find it at patriotacademy.com, patriotacademy.com. We're actually going to do the same thing here soon. We're probably going to do it on a Saturday. We're going to walk you through bits and parts of the Constitution. And some of the things that I've learned in there, which will help you not perpetuate the lie, if you would, if you don't mind me saying it that way, is that there were, and I read them earlier, I read some of them earlier anyway, there were 27 grievances as to why the colonies broke away from England. Taxation without representation was not among the top 10. It was down at number 17, closer to number 20. 10 away from the end, if you would. So don't keep spewing information. So I keep telling you, don't spew it. Get informed. Get engaged. And you find it at Patriot Camp. Sign up for the class. Really that simple. You know, it's a long conversation about what the general welfare means. What does it allow Congress to do? How deep can they go? And one of the biggest fights they ever had in Congress in the early days was about codfish. You know, there were three states that were generating major, dollars for the colonies, for the new states. One of them was my home state of Massachusetts. And it had to do with, there was some kind of disease running through. And it was killing the codfish. Codfish was like the biggest industry for Massachusetts. Big bucks. Fed the shipping industry and carpenters and all kinds of things. There was a bill that went through in 1792 called the Codfish Bill. Too big to fail. Madison himself, you may have to go to the website to pick this up. Madison himself, remember him? He was one that had to do with the Constitution. He rose up and gave a great speech. But you're going to have to come back tomorrow to hear it. Or you can head over to the website later on, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, or I may just put it up on Spreely, and the heck with it. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow.